The Lord be with you.
With your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. And his disciples said to Jesus, "Now that you are speaking plainly and not in any figure of speech, now we know that you know everything and you do not need to have anyone question you. Because of this, we believe that you came from God." Jesus answered, "Do you believe now? Behold, an hour is coming and has arrived when each of you will be scattered to his own home, and you will leave me alone. But I am not alone because the Father is with me. I have told you this that you might have peace in me. In the world you will have trouble, but take courage, I have overcome the world." The Gospel of the Lord. Our first readings will be taken from the Acts of the Apostles for the remainder of the Easter season for this week. On Pentecost, on Sunday, we will go into a different season and we will have different first readings. But I'm going to stay with the Acts of the Apostles. To understand the dynamics here and the movements of the Acts of the Apostles, we have to connect with the geography. And in today's gospel, we're dealing with Greece and Turkey. As you know, Corinth is in Greece, Athens is in Greece, and Ephesus, mentioned today, is in Turkey, and there is no love lost between the Greeks and the Turks, especially since the invasion of Cyprus in 1974. And if you want to know about the hostility, if you go to Cyprus, you'll find it in Nicosia. There's an intense division between Greeks and the Turkish people. However, in the time of Paul, there was a very fluid commerce between Turkey and Greece. And we have today, Paul goes back to Ephesus. Now, we're in chapter 19 here now, and one of the difficulties we've got is that we're taking little pieces each day, and we might forget what was last week. But you'll remember last week in Ephesus, there was a fellow named Apollos. And we are told in chapter 18, we're now in chapter 19, that Apollos came from Alexandria in Egypt. He was a very learned Jew. And of course, Alexandria was a center of advanced learning. And he knew the scriptures very well. We are told last week in chapter 18 about Apollos, and he was very eloquent, and he preached Jesus Christ, and the people were very inspired by his preaching. And that was Apollos. And then he shows up in Corinth. Meantime, Paul comes back to Ephesus in chapter 19 here. In the wake of the eloquent defense of Jesus spoken by Apollos. And now he says, you have heard of Jesus Christ. Yes, we are followers of Christ. And Apollos convinced us that Christ was in fact the Messiah, that Christ was the one foretold in the Hebrew scriptures because he was very learned in the Hebrew scriptures. And then Paul says, well, have you heard of the Holy Spirit? They said, we never even heard there was a Holy Spirit. Apollos never mentioned anything about the Holy Spirit. Well, how were you baptized? We were baptized with the baptism of John. And you will remember Jesus himself was baptized by John. But the baptism of John was a baptism of repentance. Remember, John came and said, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. And the people went out of the desert, and they went through the baptism of John. But that was a baptism of repentance. That was not a baptism in the Holy Spirit. But we never heard of the Holy Spirit. Apollos never told us about the Holy Spirit. He didn't know about the Holy Spirit. That's interesting. He was a fellow who was very acquainted with the scriptures. He knew that Jesus was the messianic one foretold in the Old Testament, and yet he did not know about the Holy Spirit. He only knew about the baptism of John. What this says to us is you can know the scriptures, you can be eloquent about the scriptures, but unless you are empowered by the Holy Spirit, you will not understand the scriptures. That's why Paul says here, you must be baptized in a new baptism of the Holy Spirit. And he goes and he baptizes. It says 12 men. Well, there's a kind of a statement here about 12 tribes of Israel. This is the new Israel that Paul is introducing here. And that accounts for the word 12 men here. It does bring up something interesting for us, which will appear in next Sunday's reading, because Pentecost is the coming of the Holy Spirit. They're followers of Jesus Christ. You must first be a follower of Jesus Christ. But you can be a follower of Jesus Christ and a believer in Jesus Christ without the Holy Spirit. You can believe in the historical Jesus. He was a Jew in the first third of the first century who came and preached a new gospel. You can even believe that he was the fulfillment of all that was told in the Old Testament. But to believe in a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, to believe in Jesus as Lord and Savior, you must be led by the Holy Spirit. We'll deal with that next Sunday, because has to do with Pentecost, the coming of the Holy Spirit. But this teaches us that knowledge of the scriptures, you must have more than that. To be eloquent in the scripture, you must have more than that. You must have the power of the Holy Spirit in your life. We'll speak about that next Sunday. So how do we know that the Holy Spirit is leading us? And how do we detect the presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives? We'll talk about that maybe on Sunday. Keep in mind, though, that there is a difference between knowledge of the scriptures and knowledge about Jesus Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit that says to us, Jesus is your Lord and your Savior. That's an act of faith which comes only from the Holy Spirit. That's enough for now. We'll come back and visit the Acts of the Apostles again when we speak here on Wednesday.